Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for our hosts to tee off.
I got a late invite to do some golf.
Oh, hey, all right.
Shot 100 on the dot.
On the dot?
On the.
Well, good thing you made that putt.
This is Danny and Dusty on PGA Championship Week.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080, The Fan.
Hour number three here on Danny and Dusty on an NBA Draft Lottery Monday. That'll get underway here in a little bit less than 2 hours.
We have run the ninth simulation. And the Portland Trailblazers have moved into the top four for the first time.
Getting closer.
On the ninth try, Toronto has now won for the third time in a row. Twice in a row. But the Blazers follow the Utah Jazz, who sit second. The Blazers move up seven spots to third and jump into the lottery for the first time.
VJ Edgecombe, you are a trailblazer.
VJ Edgecombe. I like him. Baylor guard.
He got some good news today. Came into the draft combine, and the measurements are underway. He came in at 6'4", barefoot.
Yikes.
That means he's playing at about 6'5". That's the combo guard territory. I was worried he's going to come in at 6'2", 6'3". I was like, I don't know.
6'3 guards in Portland.
But 6'4", barefoot means you're playing at 6'5". Yeah. Like to see that.
Other notables from this simulation, again, Philadelphia lost their pick to the Oklahoma City Thunder as they drop down to 7th. All right. Well, the Blazers finally got into the lottery
one time. Why all of this matters? This is a lottery days. This is where the fork in the road takes place, not just for the Trailblazers, but for so many teams. As you look at the NBA draft lottery, we know the teams that have the highest odds, with the flattened odds. You've got the Utahs, the Washingtons, the Charlottes of the world that are all hoping for that luck. Yeah, they all have that 14% flattened odds, rate. And as I mentioned earlier, the number one seed in this case, the Utah Jazz, their most likely spot is 4. Like, that's the nature of this beast, is that three teams will jump
into the top 4. Because when you look at it, I mean, as the odds go, if you have one of the worst records, you have 52.1% chance to be in the top 4.
Top 4.
Okay? But there's New Orleans, which has a 48% chance. You have Philadelphia, which is actually Oklahoma City, which has a 42% chance to jump in there. You've got Toronto, 32% chance, 37% chance for Brooklyn. Like, there's a lot of teams that are hovering at
just outside,
right around that 40%. And those are good odds to jump into the top 4, which bumps a lot of teams down. And the flattened odds mean being number 1 doesn't help you as much as it once did. It's just being one of those top 3.
Well, I'm going a step further.
Okay.
So the Portland Trailblazers were awarded their franchise in February of 1970.
Okay.
That would make them an Aquarius. We're going full horoscopes.
Okay? Oh, boy. You are a red flag of a person to date. Oh,
yeah. It was the dawning of an age.
Yeah.
Oh, see? Aquarius.
See? Look, I'm going to everything here. You want to go to horoscopes? You want to go to your gods, your faith, whatever you want? Mm. I'm testing all of it today. The horoscope for today for Aquarius, May 12th, 2025. It's likely that you will succeed at whatever you set out to accomplish today. Mm. Aquarius, if you've been held back by worries over the integrity of a relationship or the long-term prospects of a partnership, you can dispel concerns by confronting the person directly. You may find he or she has the same feelings about you. Honesty is important today.
That seems really good. Like, that's exciting to hear that the moons may be aligning in the Blazers' odds. But I will spin this back at you. Isn't what they were trying to accomplish to try at the end of the year? They tried to get to the 10 spot in this draft, and they did it.
I will also point out that every lottery following a lottery where the Blazers fell back, they have jumped up.
Okay. Oh.
Every single time.
Okay. Okay.
Every single time.
All right. So that would be like 2006, they fell back. Mm-hmm. 2007, they got number one. 2022, they fell back. 2023, they move up two spots. They fell back last year, so they're going to go up this year.
Which would mean the only way they would go up is into the top four.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I like patterns.
See, look, right. I'm just looking. I'm looking at the stars. I'm looking at the math. I'm looking at the history.
Look, I'm just going to lean on when Joe Cronin said that they weren't going to take away the opportunity for the play-in from these guys. At the time, I said, well, screw it. I guess all we have is that the basketball gods may be happy that the Blazers didn't tank. That's what I'm going with, and I hope it happens. Bring Cooper to Portland. Bring him back out west, not back west, because he's from Maine and went to North Carolina.
There's another tie, though. Donovan Clingan and Cooper Flagg. Quite close.
Maine boys.
And what that tie is, both their mothers played together at the University of Maine in college.
All right.
In fact, unfortunately, when Donovan Clingan's mother passed away in 2018, Cooper Flagg changed his number to Donovan Clingan's mother's 32 at Montverde.
Can't wear that at Duke, though.
No.
That's a pretty distinguished number.
Some guy named Christian Leitner.
Yeah.
Also can't wear it at Portland.
Yeah. Bill Walton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a number that Donovan Clingan wanted to wear, but instead he wears 23.
Yeah.
But two?
Something tells me, though, had Donovan Clingan asked Bill Walton prior to his passing, if he could have worn the number 32, Bill Walton may have said yes.
Yeah.
But unlike Abdul Carter, Donovan Clingan had the awareness not to ask.
Yeah.
One of the greatest players to ever play for the organization, if I could wear your number.
Now, if Cooper Flagg comes and asks if Bill is still alive, he has the ability to make that ask.
Yeah, he could.
He could make that ask.
He could. He could ask for his friend to wear it, too.
That'd be kind of cool. Hey, I want to ask you on behalf of Donovan.
I don't think that one flies.
Yeah?
No. You got to go. No, have him come.
Yeah.
Come on down. R.I.P. Bill Walton.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a bummer. I miss Bill Walton.
Oh, God. The game is worse off without him.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that.
Well, I hope the Blazers win. That would be one thing that would be really cool, though, is have two guys that have known each other for a very long time, drafted in consecutive years, be kind of the driving force behind what would be a rebuild that now turns into winning time for the Portland Trail Blazers. That gets me excited a little bit. Maybe we can get them out of New Balance and into Nikes at some point.
That's not going to happen.
Well, come on. We gotta be optimistic here.
There is a New Balance store right next to the PF.
In time, that contract would expire.
I don't think New Balance is letting him go.
Well, you haven't even heard what Nike has to offer yet.
Well, I am
going to lobby on Nike's behalf. I'm going to negotiate this on Nike's behalf.
I'm going to say Nike had a chance and they fumbled the bag.
Well, not with me in charge. Mm. They won't.
brand manager for 1080 and Nike?
And Nike. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do
fumble the bag or fumble the flag?
That both?
Hey-o! Hey.
They folded it incorrectly.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like this.
Yeah, they Steph Curry'd it away.
Well, he could wear New Balances, and I'd be okay with it as long as he's here.
I'll tell you right now, that Cooper Flag jersey would go so platinum in Portland.
And Danny'd buy 30 of them.
I mean, I 100%. Look, if they win the lottery, I will do the same thing that I did with the Ashton Gentry jersey.
You're going to buy that jersey.
I will buy it immediately.
Yeah.
Freaking immediately. All right, let's keep it in the NBA.
Move over Wesley Matthews, a great greatest number two, has Stacey entered Ogman. The chat. I thought Wes was better than Stacey Ogman here.
Probably.
Yeah.
What did Gerald wore four, right? Wallace? Remember him single digit. I think Crash was four.
Sounds about right.
Haven't been a lot of twos I can think of off the top of my head.
Did we have Elliot Williams wear number two at one point?
I thought he wore 22.
No, he did not wear number 22.
Why, I think he was eight.
That would be Clyde Drexler. What are you talking about? 22. All right. All-time Mark Bryant. That's a big one.
How did I forget that one?
Steve Blake, Dan Dickow, Wes Matthews, Brian Roberts, Wade Baldwin, Gary Trent Jr., Rondé Hollis-Jefferson, Trendon Watford, and DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, I think DA is going to have to give up that number.
Linton Towns and Perry Young prior to that. Nobody wore the number two prior to 1983.
Flag wore, before 32, I think he wore 11 for his mom.
I have no idea.
A lot of guys have been wearing 11 recently. McGowan's, Brogdon, Knox, Nance Jr., Josh Hart, Cantor, Myers. Oh, man, that's a list. Probably should have stopped with Sabonis, but that's where we are. And who could forget, of course, Vladimir Stepanja.
Yeah, who can forget that? Yep.
It's a tough one.
Man.
All right, let's flip it over to the NBA playoffs.
Whoop, whoop.
Who needs it more tonight? Who has to get a win tonight between Boston and Golden State to actually make this a series? Danny Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
The 3-1 series lead can be the absolute death knell. We've only seen it happen once.
LeBron James.
Coming back, 73-9 and they lied.
Eesh.
stuff.
How many things if you don't get the ring?
Tonight, the Celtics and Knicks take on at 4:30. It'll probably be about 4:48 after the lottery. The Knicks leading the series 2-1. Following that game, the Minnesota Timberwolves will take on the Golden State Warriors, who are also up to win. Who needs this win more, the Celtics or the Warriors?
The Celtics do. Celtics going down 3-1 and heading back home. If they lose this game, then that is the sign that things are truly wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
With the Warriors, if they don't win, we all know why. It's because 30 is on the bench with a bulky hamstring, and I don't know if they win this series when he comes back because he's 36 years old, closer to 37, with a hamstring strain that does not get better in a week.
No, and you're going to dust him off and put him out there in a game you have to win in game six.
Yep, yep.
That's tough. I'm with you in the sense that it needs to be the Celtics, but I think if the Warriors are going to, because here's the thing, I don't think the Knicks are going to screw around.
No,
I think the Timberwolves.
I don't think they know how to.
No, and I think the Timberwolves can and will screw around. T-Wolves need this win because they need to put a stamp on this and not let this thing drag out into seven and let the weirdness happen.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics, look, even if they go down 3-1, they're so good that they could be a team that does it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's likely. The math tells you it's incredibly unlikely, but you can talk yourself into that scenario happening.
With two out of the next three being at home, which didn't help them.
No. Did you know the Celtics have led, it was like 96% of the minutes in this series?
That makes sense. Their meltdowns have been really, really, really late.
They've had a 20-point lead in six of the seven games they played this year. Seven of the seven games they played this year.
Yeah, they've been crushing teams, and then in this series, the first two games, they could not hit the broadside of a barn, and inexplicable how many threes that they're missing.
There was a correction to the mean, and they've seen a lot of Celtics fans in the media saying, so I thought it was the Knicks doing this. And it's like, okay, guys, calm down. You were outplayed in back-to-back fourth quarters. That's what happened.
But it's not. They're not wrong. They make a couple of those threes, and both those games are different. And
sure,
they have made those threes, and it's been different. It was different.
But saying that the Knicks didn't have anything to do with it is very dumb.
No, that is dumb. But a lot of it was shoot yourself in the foot repeatedly.
Yes, but that's the thing that has been outside of the title year last year. That has been the Celtics' MO, is that they take a shotgun to their own foot.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty regularly. And Tatum and Brown aren't exactly, you know, extolling virtues here in this round of the playoffs or in the playoffs in general.
Yeah. It's when I don't think they could play worse in the fourth quarter than they did the first two games.
God, no.
And that's what you got to lean on, is those guys cannot be as bad as they were in the fourth quarters of those two games. If you can handle that, and they can still pile up these 20-point leads, they're going to be fine. They will be fine, even though they're down 2-1. Tonight's going to go a long way, though.
Did you happen to notice what Draymond Green did in
foul out
the last game against the Timberwolves?
Foul out.
So even though that game ended up being a 5-point win and the Warriors covered because it ended up closing at 5.5 before tip-off, did you see Draymond's stat line?
Yeah, I did. It was
29 minutes brutal of action. 2 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, 5 turnovers, 6 fouls.
Non-factor.
There has never been a better player in the NBA more dependent on their circumstance than Draymond Green. And I don't say that to denigrate Draymond. He is quite literally in the best possible space to excel. But without 30 on the floor, he's just another dude. He's still an incredible defender, but his offense disappears.
Yeah.
And you're playing 4-on-5.
I think one of the things, though, that Draymond Green does so well is in his role where he is not a creator in his own right, he does a really good job of identifying what defenses are doing to Golden State and finding a way to find the open man who, I mean, he's been benefited by playing alongside Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, mm-hmm, now Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
And Buddy Hield, who's a knockdown, lights out shooter.
I think he's 14th all time in 3-point percentage.
the ability to find those guys and facilitate for them and through himself, that is a great fit. And look, outside of bona fide stars in any sport, if you are a above role player, it truly is who you were surrounded by in the system that you're in. Everybody. And I think that quarterback in the NFL is 100%. You could be a phenomenal quarterback. Matthew Stafford. If you are not surrounded by talent and surrounded by good coaching, you're not going to be the guy that everybody expects you to be. And Draymond Green is the NBA version of that, mm-hmm. where he's not a star that's going to take over and change the tides of a franchise. But when he is in that situation, in those circumstances, and those planets align for him, he takes great to elite.
Drew Holiday.
That is what he is.
That's what to me, that's what those guys are. They're the superstar role players.
And I don't think that shouldn't be looked as a knock on Draymond Green, but
he's a first ballot Hall of Famer and one of the best defenders we've ever seen.
He wouldn't be that if he wasn't on the Warriors. And that's okay to say. Mm-hmm. That is 100% okay to say, because there's a lot of guys that are just like that too. You know, I think Dennis Rodman for most of his career benefited from that. Mm-hmm. He was with the Pistons. And then when he was in San Antonio, though, it wasn't the same level of player. Then he goes to Chicago and it's like unlocked something completely different that turned into a bona fide, no doubt, first ballot Hall of Famer.
We're still very good with both the Pistons and the Spurs, but just different.
Different. And that's that there's. Those guys would see that as a knock, but dude, look at it from an unbiased perspective. It is why you are the first ballot Hall of Famer. And what you were able to do was take those teams into another stratosphere. And that's what Draymond has done in Golden State without Steph. One, he's old now and he's lost the step. And two, the best shooter ever isn't around.
I do want to say, the last two games, Jonathan Kuminga has been pretty damn good. And I've seen a lot of Blazers fans like, see, he's putting it together. No, what you're seeing from Jonathan Kuminga is that they're desperate for literally anything. And now that they don't have to play in some sort of system and Kuminga can freestyle and be a focal point and do the thing that he wants to do, which is Kobe dribble.
Yeah.
He can do some stuff. I still want nothing to do with him.
Well, again, fit would not be everywhere.
I don't think there's a fit for him anywhere where he's option one or two.
Well, no, one or two?
Yeah.
No. Absolutely
he wants to freestyle a little too much. It's a little dicey.
I think, though, with where the Warriors franchise was at, when they took Jonathan Wiseman, when they took Jonathan Kuminga, those were years where they could be like, all right, how do we make our team that's already really damn good way better? And they took the flyers on those guys. Didn't work out like they were anticipating, but that's what you do when you're in that window. You don't sit there and say, we got this, we're going to do the two timelines thing where we got guys that don't fit but could be really good. That's not the smart way to build that roster.
Wiseman spoke Mandarin.
Yeah, well.
That's what really got Joe Lacob. Mandarin.
Speaks Mandarin.
It should be great when he plays in the CBA.
See how that works out for you, bud.
I do feel bad for Wiseman, though, with all the injuries.
Well, yeah.
It's tough.
It's brutal, dude.
We don't want to see that. And I don't want to crap on the kid. But, yeah, they just imagine, had they gotten either of those picks right?
Yeah, they would have been an unstoppable force.
Good Lord. At bare minimum, you could have traded any of those assets for, you know, something useful.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
All right, let's pivot back to a little bit local. The Oregon Ducks wrapped up their 24-25 campaign, really putting it to their rivals across the board. We'll get to that next year. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with Sports Center Update.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
The Oregon Ducks wrap up the 2024-2025 sports calendar, going 12-0 against their rivals.
Yeah, that was incredible. This weekend, Oregon finished off a three-game sweep of UW in baseball, and it marked a perfect 12-0 season against Oregon and Washington and Oregon State for the Ducks in football, men's basketball, and baseball. And baseball's probably the most surprising one.
Because Oregon State ain't no joke.
Oregon State is no joke. UW has historically had a good baseball program. And Oregon is, with Coach Waz, is obviously on the right track as they're fifth in the country right now.
And this is a baseball program that really came out of nowhere.
I saw one ranking had him at third.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's only like, you know, 714 different baseball polls.
A billion of them.
Yeah.
But to do that, and there's always like somewhere, sometime, right, where there you hiccup against one of your rivals in any sport, whether it's the back and forth nature of the Civil War for several years, or, you know, the rivalry with Washington, which got lopsided at one point, but UW had decent basketball, really good baseball, and Oregon didn't have baseball for a stretch of that, a large stretch of that 12-year run. And then, you know, you had years where Oregon State making runs at the NCAA tournament and just a really damn good baseball program that doesn't get swept, and Oregon took four in a row off of them. It was a surprise that that happened, especially this year with how good Oregon State's baseball team is. And where Oregon's basketball team, they had their ups and downs, their dips. They only played the Beavs once in basketball this year, but they play them four times in baseball. That's a really tough feat to do.
And don't have to worry about UW in basketball.
Don't have to worry about them right now. That's it. They're down.
Yeah, they're putting football back together.
Well, hey, and I saw they released the reports of revenues for all schools across.
Mm-hmm.
UW hauled in $190 million this year.
That ain't bad.
Oregon was second of the schools out west, and I think it was only like $167 million. So there's a big gap. But you also take into pumping the money right back into the program that comes in. Oregon has created a giant down in Eugene right now in football, basketball, and baseball. This weekend, Oregon goes out to Iowa. Iowa, number one team in the Big Ten in baseball.
Mm. Field of Dreams.
In the weirdest series of all time, do you see how the Oregon State went and played them in Des Moines this past weekend? You see how that series ended?
No.
Oregon State won the first two. The third game was called due to travel. Travel restrictions.
Lightning?
Nope. No, travel restrictions.
No.
Oregon State had to leave because they were in the 11th inning and they said, no, curfew. Boom, game's over.
Oh, I thought you were saying travel restrictions like lightning was coming and they had to get out.
No, it was middle of the day.
Well.
Game, it was, God, it was
we,
like
we saw a team stall for that.
In or the, 2 o'clock. It happens in the SEC all the time.
Well, if you don't get to a certain inning by a certain time, that's it. And so they had a couple mound visits and they were stalling. I think
it was Kentucky, Florida is most recent one that happened.
That's nasty work, by
the way. Happens all the time in the SEC because they have a travel curfew where there's a drop dead time, the game will end. And so Oregon State and Iowa finished with a tie in the 11th inning.
Mm.
But Iowa is really damn good at baseball, and that's who Oregon wraps up the season with. The top three teams in the Big Ten, Iowa, UCLA, and Oregon, heading into the final weekend, any of the three could win the league. Mm. And if Oregon takes two of three from Iowa, then they could jump up to the top spot. And then UCLA, I think they got USC at the end of the year, if I'm correct.
They usually finish
up. I don't know.
At least they're playing on their own field.
Yeah, they're at Jackie Robinson Stadium.
Remember, they got kicked out of there.
Yeah.
The judge injunction.
That was wild.
Yeah, because they had it for like, what was it, like 80 years without paying for it?
Yeah, and they were on, it was technically, it's Veterans VA lands. And so they got booted out of there for a while, but no, they back now. UCLA wraps up with Northwestern, the traditional rival of Northwestern and UCLA.
I know USC and UCLA usually play at the end of the year, just not always the very end.
They played looks like the same weekend that Oregon State played.
Oh, okay.
In May. So UCLA wraps up with Northwestern and UCLA probably gonna win the league. Because Oregon would have to sweep for that to happen.
It'd be tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Iowa's good, man. They, for Big Ten baseball, for those who don't know, Iowa just wins like these one-run games where they come out of nowhere and it's like, wait, how did they win this game?
Sounds like their football team.
Very similar to their football team.
And their basketball team.
They can't punt, though, in baseball.
It's long flies.
Yeah.
I wonder what sack flies they have. Do they lead the Big Ten in sack flies?
I don't know.
Or runners advance via bunt.
I do know that they won a game with two outs, suicide squeeze.
Ooh, love to see it. Get weird. That should just be Iowa, University of Iowa. Get weird.
Yeah, dude, there's
you want to win, but in the weirdest way possible.
Yeah.
Come here.
That sounds about right.
For all of our sports.
Let's just get weird, everybody.
Women's Iowa basketball, sports. We have the best player on the planet, and then a bunch of other people.
Yeah. Yeah. And a bunch of other people. Yeah.
Just get weird, no matter what.
Yeah. Big Ten baseball is weird, though. It's weird to, to like start having to follow Big Ten baseball.
Catch the fever.
Yeah, nobody says that. It's like, when does it thaw out?
Yeah, right? Oh, God.
When does it all thaw out?
Yeah, playing in Northwestern in the beginning of the season has got to be hell.
I would assume so. The wind and the...
Yeah, probable snow.
Mess.
Ugh.
Gnarly, dude.
Yeah,
so, heading into the final week, Iowa 21-6 in conference play, UCLA 20-7, Oregon is 19-8, so they have to make up a game on the Bruins. In the final week of Big Ten play.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
All right, coming up next, is this basically, we've talked about the worst fake trades for the Trailblazers. Is this the best fake trade we've seen in a long time?
We got two simulations. Didn't get to the last one. I'm not going to let you do this
two
in a row.
No, definitely.
The last segment, Charlotte won the lottery.
Oof.
Blazers moved all the way back to 11th.
Oof.
And the Chicago Bulls jumped 10 spots to number two.
Gross.
So your top four would be Charlotte, Chicago, Washington, Utah.
Mm, so they stayed in the top four this time.
They stayed in the top four. The Blazers moved back to 11th. And this one, our second to last lottery simulation. The Blazers move up to third. Philly gets the number one pick in Cooper Flagg. Brooklyn moves up four spots to number two. The Blazers move up to number seven. The New Orleans Pelicans sit at fourth. Utah, Washington, Charlotte all get bumped back four spots.
If I tell you the price of the Blazers moving into the top four is Philly getting number one, do you take it?
Not at number three.
That hurts.
If it's three or four, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
That hurts, man.
Nah, I'm good. So the Blazers now have moved up to third two times, have not gotten the number one pick, have been at 10 seven times and 11 twice so far this show.
All right. Well, coming up next, we'll run that one more time, but we'll also get to maybe the best fake trade I've seen for the Trailblazers in some time.
It's not bad.
Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan. Only one afternoon round left. Your local Toyota dealers present the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic at Langdon Farms Golf Club on Tuesday, June 24th. Brought to you by Henderson & Daughter Windows & Doors and by Fullbook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers. One afternoon round left. So if you want to get in, make sure you get in. If you're there in the morning, the Victoricos will be there for the breakfast burritos. Matt's Barbecue's got the food catered all day for you. We'll have some more announcements on some more stuff that's going to be there as we get closer to the tournament, June 24th. 24th? Bleh.
21st.
Yeah. There you go.
Look, there is a street in Skepus where my sister lives.
24th?
Nope.
No.
The street sign says thirst, 3ST.
There you go.
Yeah. I always love driving
by
that.
There's no thirst?
No, it's just thirst. Mm. It's like threest. Threest?
It's threest. A trap.
Thirst? It's thirst trap street right there. I get a kick out of that sign every time I drive by. Makes my heart warm.
I can't say I spend much time in the old poofs.
Yeah, it's only 21 blocks from 24th, so... Maybe they have it. I don't know. I doubt they even have that.
If you're out in the poos, listen and let us know.
Yeah.
Is there a 24th?
Do they have a 24th street?
Go to 1080thefan.com, click on the annual Fan Golf Classic logo, and register now.
We ready for the final lottery simulation?
Hit me.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
All right. Utah wins the number one pick.
Hey, they finally got one.
Yep. They've won twice now. By golly, the 76ers jump up to number two.
So I'm glad we're getting the 76ers out of the way so much here.
Here is something that people need to think about. The San Antonio Spurs jumped up to number three, but not with their pick.
Yes.
Atlanta jumped 11 spots up to number three.
Mm.
We had a listener who texted us, said, I just ran the simulation and I had San Antonio get number one and number two.
That'd be nasty work.
That is a possibility
because
they hold the Atlanta Hawks first round pick.
Non-protected.
Which is... 14th best odds. Mm-hmm. There's only a 0.7% chance of being number one, 3.4% chance of being in the top four. But San Antonio could have the number one and number two picks in this draft.
Or just two top four picks.
Yeah. But that listener had them one and two. Mm-hmm. That could happen.
If that happens, they should burn the lottery down on the spot.
Yeah. This lottery simulation, it had San Antonio at third, New Orleans fourth. Washington drops out, as does Charlotte of the top four. Having the Atlanta Hawks pick via this, or the San Antonio Spurs pick at three, means the Blazers move down to 11th, which means our final total is that in 12 simulations today, the Portland Trail Blazers finished 10th in seven of them, 11th three times, and third twice. They did not get the number one, two, or four picks ever.
Womp, womp, womp.
Teams that won the draft lottery, Washington won three times, as did the Toronto Raptors.
Don't like that.
The Utah Jazz won twice, San Antonio once, Charlotte twice. And that's your...
The Jazz are the only team in this entire group that I would be okay with Cooper Flagg going to.
Kind of fits there, huh?
Just, they've never had a number one overall pick. Obviously, what going to Utah would fit quite well.
Yeah.
And the other organizations, they're all the devil.
Wow. Okay.
The Spurs have had ungodly lottery luck. It's not like the Rockets haven't had that multiple times. Let's just...
If he goes to Washington, is he a bust?
You know, look, they've got a good GM in place now. The Wizards fans are like, they're diehards. The Commanders fans, the Capitals fans, they're great fan bases. That Wizards franchise just has never really had anything really to cheer about in 40 plus years.
Well, but John Wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Bradley Beal.
They really have not had much to cheer about in 40 years.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with it. I just don't like the idea of it.
Okay.
And Charlotte's a hell no.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to punish Cooper Flagg and keep him in the state of North Carolina and make him play with a Melo Ball and Miles Bridges.
What about Toronto?
God, no. You're not going to send the next great American-born white player to freaking Toronto. God, no.
Oh, Canada.
That's just nasty. And Lord knows, they have had more good luck than they ever deserved.
Have they?
I mean, having Kawhi Leonard gifted to you on a platter for a title? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Masai Ujiri's wasted all of his good luck.
Well,
not wasted. He got a title out of it. He's used it up.
Is that gifted to him? Because, I mean, it was San Antonio that made that move.
Yes.
And they got DeMar DeRozan out of it.
And they did it to send him as far away from Los Angeles as humanly possible.
Well, look, I sit there and I think at least Masai Ujiri is willing to give up a very, 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 very good player for them.
Sure. But they could have
gotten more. In order to make it happen.
Yeah, but it was a spite trade. That's
they could have gotten, San Antonio could
have. Yes, San Antonio could have gotten more.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I just wish Neil O'Shea would have done at some point what the Toronto Raptors did, sure. Which is they had Lowry and DeRozan. Mm-hmm. Everybody loved them. They thought they were tied, and they were like, you know what? Screw it. We're going to go ahead and kick the tires on this bad boy. And they found San Antonio going, yeah, we don't want him to go to L.A., yeah. So we're going to send him up to you.
As far as humanly possible. Enjoy.
Dude, I would love that. Mm. Would love that.
There you go.
All right, draft lottery coming up in a mere hour and 5 minutes and 30 seconds from right now.
I'm going to fly home and start up a live show on YouTube.
Pilot license?
Yeah, as fast as humanly possible.
All right. I hope the power of the Clyde Drexler jersey brings us all the luck in the world, Danny.
You're right.
Channeling. I hope that the
candles are being lit.
Yeah, the horoscope that you read of the Portland Trail Blazers' birth date is accurate, and the Blazers win the draft lottery.
Mm.
If they don't, we'll discuss it. If they do, maybe we'll get to it tomorrow.
Mm.
Up next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's prime time with Isaac and Soup. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.